After having her attending clinic, noted him Robert Heflin, R-O-B-E-R-T, last name H-E-F-L-I-N, birth date 7-5-53, detection 11-22-24. Patient presents, refills medication, states his sugar's been running in upper 90s, times 2. States he stopped his Flomax because it made him pee more, peeing okay now without it. Review symptoms describes pruritic rash in his groin and on penis with itching present for the past few weeks. Also describes weakness, pain, and numbness to lower extremities for 10 years. Has a degenerative joint disease of his back. He has IBM. Inclusion body myositis, which progressive neuropathy and weakness of his muscles, has had diabetes for 10 years, has degenerative joint disease with getting gel injections by orthopedist and Kingwood, both knees, right one worse than left, has hemiparesis of right lower extremity and left upper extremity. Social history states he was a longshoreman for many years, with history of hearing loss from excessive noise. Now retired, states he fell twice as a longshoreman, hurting his back. Physical symptoms: general appearance, no acute distress. Head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat within normal limits. Neck, supple without masses. Lungs, clear auscultation, percussion. Heart, resolute, metallic murmurs, or gallop. Abdomen, soft, agonic, tenderness. Back with lower tenderness, with painful range of motion. Skin with a scaly eruption in his groin, with active border extremities, as a, with weakness of most pronounced in right lower extremity, with weakness of extension and flexion, and was wheelchair bound, not able to bear weight or ambulate on both legs. Also has a paresis to left upper extremity as well as right lower extremity. Patient follow-up, the diagnosis of diabetes, hypertension, tenacruz, IBM, as well as degenerative joint disease to knees, and hemiparesis with weakness legs and arms. Patient medications were refilled. Patient was given Lotrimin for groin fungal infection. Advised to come back in 3 months for refills and get fasting blood sugars at that time, with decreasing medications for glucose if necessary, with follow-up office visit. Reminded to be sure to come in 3 months. Had in the past kept calling for refills without follow-up. Continue to follow up with orthopedist for injections in his knees. Has advised follow-up with a neurologist or other physicians, which he's not interested in doing at this time. Thank you, Dr. Halbert. You're